The Magnetic Revolution: How a Humble Tape Changed Everything. The Magnetic Revolution. In the cramped offices of Philips in Hasselt, Belgium, 1962, Lou Ottens hunched over his workbench, scraps of failed prototypes scattered around him. Reel-to-reel machines and fragile vinyl dominated music, but Ottens dreamed of something smaller, something that could fit in your pocket and withstand real life. The Rebel's Gambit. Ottens believed music was meant to move, not to be locked in living rooms. His compact cassette was tiny, rugged, and could capture 45 minutes per side. It wasn't about perfect fidelity, it was about musical freedom. The Empire Strikes Back. The record industry panicked. Home taping is killing music became their desperate slogan. Radio stations dismissed cassettes, manufacturers sneered, and artists worried about hiss and distortion. Yet Sony saw potential, partnered with Philips, and turned the cassette into a global standard. The Underground Revolution. Cassettes empowered the people. Mixtapes became a new form of storytelling. Punk bands recorded in basements, and bootleg tapes crossed borders under repressive regimes. What began as a format became a weapon of cultural resistance. The Golden Age. By the 1980s, cassettes outsold vinyl. The Walkman made music personal, car stereos made it mobile, and boomboxes made it communal. Music was everywhere, but the magnetic tape was fragile, always one tangle away from ruin. The inevitable decline. The CD arrived, promising perfect sound forever. Cassettes hissed, warped, and unraveled, fading into the margins through the 1990s. Yet they refused to vanish completely, surviving in cars, classrooms, and indie labels. The magnetic legacy. Today, cassettes symbolize tactile connection in a streaming world. Ottens lived to see his creation outlast expectations, bridging analog and digital eras. The revolution was never about perfect sound, it was about perfect connection. The tape may have stopped spinning, but its cultural echo rolls on.